it was material from the album Presence. But because that was done in 3 weeks, and it was ever moving onward with the overdubs and then coming down to the final mix, and we, even with 3 weeks, the Rolling Stones were due to go in there afterwards, and I managed to pinch 2 days to finish the mixing. So, but, you know, 3 weeks, I mean, who does that now?
Yeah.
As far as me personally, I've been involved in like this Led Zeppelin produce. Even though this stuff's coming out over the next, you know, couple of years, the fact is there have been Celebration Day and all of that. It has taken up a huge time factor. And what it meant was that I wouldn't be in a position to be seen to be playing. I mean, by that, I mean sort of on a stage, even if I was guesting with someone. And I miss playing live because I'm all right. I enjoy it, and I enjoy, like, making up music, and I'm good at that. So, and I've got music written, stockpiled, actually, but I haven't recorded it.
And I say, what? Ho! This is Brian. Call me. I'm so happy. I want to join the band, Gardner. Coming to you from Ramble on Towers Dungeon Studio. I've been let out of my dungeon. I'm in the... But the Ramble on Towers Studio in scenic Hesper, Ontario. You are listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 67. Ramble on Radio is the only dedicated Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to rambleonradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news, any links I mentioned during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. If you just subscribe on iTunes, it shows up on your phone every week. It's a lovely, good deal. If you do that, go over and leave a review. I get lots of reviews. It kind of makes them notice me, pay attention. You come up quicker in the searches, that sort of thing. Also on Spreaker, that's Spreaker.com. You can Google Spreaker. I'm there as Ramble On Radio. Look for Ramble On Radio. And follow me. Follow, again, you know, get 100 follows. Hey, YouTube guys, I just corrected the screen for you not on YouTube. And also check us out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. And I'm videoing through the computer. I'm going back to just using the computer. The other thing didn't work. So we're going to go back to this, try this more. So follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, on Google Plus, and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. Like my little headphones, they were cheap dollar store ones, and they sound like crap. And I sound awful in this, but I've been, you know, I got them to run because it's got the guys on YouTube can see my little thingies, and they sound off. They're so tinny. They're awful. I can't find my regular headphones that I normally listen to, but anyway, I wear these when I'm running, and even running, they're so bad. And I, my running list, one of the songs is Southbound Soiree. Oh, Jesus, it sounds awful. Sounds terrible. So anyway, if you're at the dollar store, or actually, yeah, it's in the States, a place called Five or Less or something like that, and you see the little earbuds, just run the other direction. You don't need them that bad. They are awful. So anyway, we heard Jimmy Page in the intro. If you're not on YouTube, Jimmy, if you're on YouTube, you heard me kind of whispering to you to be quiet because other people. This is about a 20-minute interview, and he doesn't say nothing significant. He says, I gave you a bit of it, but really, he's rehashing old stuff, and it is what it is. But the interview's out there if you want to look for it. It's about 20-25 minutes long. It's a sophisticated, kind of a quiet, sophisticated, more interviewed, more, you know. But it's the same stuff. All right, so here's what happens. I went away on the holidays. I was going to take 2 weeks off, and then last week I never got back into the groove. I almost missed this week. I'm going, oh shit, it's Wednesday, and I have nothing to say but so much to talk about because there's so much happening. This band is, 40 years ago was their prime, and, you know, 35 years ago they split up for crying out loud. And every day there's more stuff just coming down the pike. It's unbelievable. And I feel, the nice thing about when I went to every week on the podcast was that, I'm trying to adjust the screen a bit so you can see less of the head. What was I saying? I went to weekly podcasts. One of the real advantages was I got into the habit of the podcast. So it wasn't a burden. It wasn't a job. It was something you kind of do. It got built into the week. It's like I cook dinner and this and that. And somewhere in the week, I sit down Tuesday or Wednesday and just roll the podcast. And everything was kind of in place. And I could get it set up and ready to go in about 10 minutes. I usually had some sort of clip set aside. Sometimes I even on Monday or something, I would do the intro clip and have it ready to go. So all I had to do was press record, talk, done, go home, good night. You take a couple weeks off, you get out of the habits and you get out of the groove. And that's what happened here. So last week I just didn't do it. And as happens, it had been a quiet couple of weeks, but I had an interesting, what I thought was an interesting topic. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while I was away. I went to Cleveland. My wife was working a couple of days in Cleveland, and I went with her, and I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's a fabulous experience. It's a good visit. It's 2-3 hours. If you think I'm going to need 2 days, you're not. Maybe 3 hours at the most really is all you need. And it's, I don't remember exactly, it's about $20. So, this YouTube screen's working funny. But there's nothing Led Zeppelin there. There's nothing. When you walk in the door to get tickets, there's like a big sign that says tickets, and it's a classic picture of Page and Plant. And I will post, I've been meaning to do it, but I'll post it on Facebook in the next week. Outside of that, when you go up the stairs to the inductees room, there's kind of, they have plaques that they've all signed, and they're behind the light. They look kind of cool. And of course, because they are members, they have signed the plaques. So they, as inductees, they're in there. But you go through the other stuff, there's nothing. There's nothing. You walk into this one room, and it's like the classic artists, and they have a big display for the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, which makes sense, right? And Jimi Hendrix, really, is Jimi Hendrix now bigger, better than Led Zeppelin? And then they go off, but they have nothing on Led Zeppelin. Nothing. Nothing. Not one thing. They have a whole display case of Stevie Nicks' wardrobe. They have stuff from people who aren't anywhere close, like Lady Gaga, and people who aren't even close to, will never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without paying admission. Even if they were eligible now, they aren't. You know, people like that, they have stuff, which is fine, which is cool. They had no Led Zeppelin. Nothing. Not one artifact that I saw. Not one. Now, last time I was, went about 10 years ago, and they did have John Paul Jones' Mellotron, and I think his bass from the 77 tour, the kind of one that's got jaggy edges and stuff, the one that growls, they had those there, but that was it then. But they had nothing, tons of Yardbird stuff. Oh, there's all sorts of this and that. You wouldn't believe the stuff they had, but nothing. No. So I thought that might be an interesting topic for two reasons. One, the question is, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is really run by Rolling Stone and Zeppelin Stone have never. So is that a snub or is it Led Zeppelin saying, you're not getting our stuff? We remember that. when I went last time, Emmett Erdogan was still alive and he was prominent in putting it together. So maybe he got John Paul Jones's bass and Mellotron out of him, and after he died they said, you know what, nah, we still don't like you guys. Or maybe they didn't want them. Maybe they're saying, we'll do a big Beatles, we'll do, 600 square feet on the Beatles, that's not a problem, but Led Zeppelin, who cares, nobody interested. Interestingly, I was wearing my Jason Bonham t-shirt and I got talked to about the concert, about Led Zeppelin, about 4 different people who work there. So that, but anyway, I thought that, so it's a topic I'm going to put aside for another day, because a lot of, so I didn't do last week, and then the stuff started happening. Almost immediately I didn't do it, and stuff started happening. I go, oh, now it's getting grown. So the Jimmy Page interview shows up, I just talked about briefly. Jimmy Page is now offering some stuff for sale on his website. Shirts, I have written down here, shorts and mugs. It's shirts and mugs. I think I'm going to get one of the sweatshirts, and I'm definitely going to get one of the mugs. They have the JP. I'm going to get the blue because I'm a little peeved with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right now. And if you're on YouTube, you can see I'm using a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But since I'm YouTube, I should have a Jimmy Page mug, right? I've been looking at some Led Zeppelin 1 mugs at the store. But, I'm not going to. I think I'm going to hold out and get one of those Jimmy Page ones. And get it. And I'm going. And then this is the other thing. Jimmy Page. And this is what really, this is the thing that hit. I think that and this two things hit within a day of each other last week. And that's when, that just changes the whole topic here. So Jimmy Page is going to be in New York City on November 3rd. He's going to talk about his book, The Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page, which is, I did not realize is being released on both paperback and hardback. And my daughter's coming home. I think that's a boy dropping her off. I'll have to ask later. But there she is. That's why I'm peeking out the window. It's nice not to be in the dungeon, isn't it? My daughter, the Led Zeppelin fan, by the way, really into Yes these days, but has Led Zeppelin 1, I've noticed. She has a playlist she plays through all the time, and Led Zeppelin 1 has made it onto it, I've noticed. Anyway, so Jimmy Page is going to be talking. He's at the 92nd Street Y in New York City. Now, I get to New York City once a year, maybe twice. I try twice a year. I love New York City. Adore Manhattan. I get lost in Manhattan. I just love it. And I'm not talking. And I see all sorts of people say, oh, I'm going to go to Manhattan. What is it? Where should I go? What should I visit? And I go, your first time, go see the Statue of Liberty. Go, do whatever. But the real magic of New York is after you've done that stuff and you just walk the streets, just get lost. And it's funny, you wind up at Times Square, you gravitate to Times Square, and I have no idea even why. There's nothing there for me, but it really is designed to draw you to Times Square, it seems. And you always kind of wind up there. But anyway, so I seen this, I immediately signed, and submitted, there's a link for tickets to see. And you're thinking Jimmy Page is going to be talking at the Y. And this was, I worked today, and this was announced this morning. You're kind of going, I don't fucking think I'm going to get a ticket to this. But I click on the tickets. Oh, tickets. Oh, tickets. So I quick pull out my book. November 3rd, a Monday. I can arrange a Monday off work. Go, Well, it's a Monday night, so I'm going to have to arrange Monday, Tuesday. But it's not like it's Wednesday, Thursday, and I have to try and arrange days in the middle of the week off and stuff. So it's sometimes easier. Mondays are easy. Monday can be done automatically. Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday's just an extra day. Tuesday's the extra day. And that's not so bad. Yeah, that can be done. So as soon as I seen that, I thought, ooh, click, 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 $30 a ticket. That's not so bad. Click, 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 click. And the next thing I know, I got a ticket. So I'm going. Ramble On Radio is going to Jimmy Page speak. I will be representing you. Or not. Notice though, Ramble On Radio had to buy his ticket. Hey, I'm promoting the thing here. I should be getting it free. But anyway, so I'll be in New York City. A few people have already contacted, and lots of people I know through being a Led Zeppelin fan online are going. People have been on this show, Nech Titla, Steve, I have a Steve the Lemon Sour story. I have a Steve story. Oh, you're not going to believe it. When I was on holidays, we left Cleveland and we decided to go towards Philadelphia, and it was, the wife had to work, we drove Wednesday, she had to work Thursday, Friday was day off, so we headed out Friday, and we just kind of said, let's take a couple of days and go home, and we thought we might head towards New York, actually, that was on the list, or that was the plan, but she said, I kind of want to do, and I think she'd been watching, or we sat and watched National Treasure, and they had a lot of Philadelphia stuff, and she's a history buff. And so she said, I think I'd like to go to Philadelphia. So I said, well, it's about 8 hours. What if we took a couple of days? Drove to Philadelphia. So, and I got looking. Hotels are expensive in Philadelphia. But if you get out, there's a big mall up by King of Prussia. And I know Steve and the guys from Get the Let Out play regularly at the Bridgeport Roadhouses. Bridgeport's right up by King of Prussia, which is up by Valley Forge, by the way. So I thought, I'll check for hotels there. And I, you know, we didn't find it, but I put it in the back of the mind. So we drove out the first day, and we started, you know, we're going along, we got the map out, and you kind of go down the highway, and let's go to Hershey's. So we're getting later in the day, so we stopped at the rest station, and I pull out the phone, and I go to Hershey, and I go on Priceline for Hershey, and Priceline has I found a place. So away we go. And we spent the night in Hershey, went to Hershey, the big amusement park in Hershey. Hey, if you have kids, by the way, especially, you know, 8, 10, 12, and like myself, a wife who's a chocolate addict, Hershey's a good visit. Hershey's good. They got an amusement park with big-ass roller coasters. And so anyway, so we go the next day to Philadelphia. The way to Philadelphia, I get on the Priceline again, and they have a pops a Priceline deal. I search King of Prussia. I think I search Bridgeport or anyway, that area. And up comes a Priceline deal. 3-star hotel, $79. But they won't tell you what it is until you book. But a 3-star, you know, is going to be pretty good. So I says to the wife, what about this? She says, well, that's cheap. Go. So away I go. So it's a Priceline deal. There must be, you know, there's 6 hours left to sell these rooms. There's a couple left. So we get it, and it's the casino in King of Prussia, right beside the King of Prussia Mall. Big-ass mall. So we go to Philadelphia, and we're kind of at Liberty Bell and doing that, and I says, I should phone Steve. My buddy Steve's, I know Steve lives in the Philadelphia area, roughly. So I call him. No answer on his phone. It's his cell phone. What do you mean, no answer? But I get his message. I says, Steve, I'm in Philadelphia. Actually, do you know what? I always wonder, I don't get much chance to meet, you know, do the, I'm Brian from RambleOutRadio.com. I don't get, you know, I'm not like a DJ who does remotes and, hey, this is Brian from QNL7 Radio. But I slipped in, hey, Steve, it's Brian, RambleOutRadio.com. And I slipped into a radio voice. I did. My wife even looked at me. Wow. I've become very comfortable. It's a funny thing. At first, long time, I wasn't very comfortable speaking about like this and trying to be this guy. I've become very comfortable, and I fell into it right away on the phone, I guess is what I'm saying. But anyway, so I leave a message. I am in Philadelphia. We are staying tonight up at the casino at King of Prussia, or up at Valley Forge. Valley Forge Casino, I think it's called. I don't know if you're in town. I know Get the Let Out are playing. I didn't see anything on your Facebook page about you playing this weekend. If you're playing somewhere close to that tonight, let me know. I'd love to go see you play if you're around. Love to have a drink. Talk to you later. Bye. And we go on. We're touring. And because I'm Canadian, I'm in the States. I don't have a regular Facebook connection or a regular connection to the internet. So I, you know, grab my whatever you can get them. So we went to one of the places or another, one of the national parks, one of the national treasures in Philadelphia, and they all have Wi-Fi now. Got the Wi-Fi up, and there's a message from Steve on Facebook, as well as a picture of him and his bride. He was, at the time I was phoning him, he was getting married. And I'm going, oh, don't tell me the phone rang in the middle of the ceremony, please. But they were about an hour out of town, but had a small wedding, just like best man, bridesmaid, parents. That was it. And they were having a big dinner that night. But the next night, they were going to be at the Bridgeport Roadhouse. And Sunday night, they were going to have cake, all the friends out, drinks, and, you know, it's just a roadhouse, just a bar. Not a big deal. So the wife's going, I have nothing to wear. Oh. So I'm texting him going, the wife's only got a white dress, and I kind of got, you know, bow ties, but not a regular tie. And he's, no, jeans and a t-shirt. No tie, no dresses. Unnecessary, completely unnecessary. This is really just a roadhouse dinner, a few drinks. But we're having, it's our first night as a married couple. I said, so, okay, this sounds like fun. So the plan was we were going to head towards New York City. That's the Sunday we were going to head towards New York City. So we put the plans back a day. Let's go to New York on Monday. Let's do, you know, we'll take an easy day here around here. We'll go to the King of Prussia Mall. We'll do this and that. And we did. So we get on Priceline again, and I find another three-star hotel for $79, and it's 15 minutes the other side of Bridgeport. It literally would have been from where we were, 10 minutes to Bridgeport North. From where we ended up, it was 10 minutes south to Bridgeport. Straight down this main street, one street, straight down. Okay, this is easy. So we found a beautiful, Homes Inn, one of those home suite type places, for $79 for the night. So, beautiful. Had a big kitchen, I watched the World Cup final. We went to the mall and went there, went had lunch, watched the World Cup final, had a swim, maybe had a nap, and we went so celebrated Steve Sauer's wedding. I guess is what I'm getting at. We celebrated Steve's wedding. Steve the Lemon Sauer runs Led Zeppelin, runs Lemon Squeezings, the Facebook page, the website. Hasn't done much in the last number of time. He works for Get the Lead Out, the radio show. As a matter of fact, he contributed to the book, the big hardcover kitchen table book. I know Steve fairly well because I ran his blog for him for about 3 months. I'm going to go 2-3 years ago when Robert Plant was touring the Band of Joy, and he went basically on a road trip into the South. He followed Robert Plant a bit, and then he went off into Texas, and it was a private road trip. And on days off, he wrote his portion of this book, and so I ran the blog while he was running the Higgledy-piggledy about the countryside. So that's Steve the Lemon Sauer, now Mr. Steve the Lemon Sauer, I guess is how that works. And congratulations to him and to his lovely wife. I'm doing the name blank. I want to say Jennifer, and I know it's not Jennifer. So Steve, way to go. Hey. Steve mentioned, by the way, likes Rainbow, liked Robert Plant's new song Rainbow, I was listening to it the other day, and I thought, yeah, he's right. I like this one. It's got a good hook to it. So kind of looking a little forward to the new Robert Plant. But anyway, Steve's going to be at the Y with Ansel Netsch Titley, who's been on the show, and I never made it to New York because it was raining. That's right, that's thunderstorms, big thunderstorms. So we said, let's not go to New York. I ended up running upstairs. I'm going to New York. So it looks like the wife might be going to come with me, but I only have one ticket to the show, which is fine because she has no interest in hearing Jimmy Page speak. And about 2 hours later, I heard it was sold out, so I managed to get in there at the right time. And of course, it will be an episode or three, I'm sure. Meanwhile, the week before that, October 27, I think it is. They announced this week Led Zeppelin 4, Led Zeppelin Houses of the Holy, being released. Wanted to show this to you guys on YouTube. I told you I had Christmas coming, or my birthday coming. And I believe I said, the family says they love me, got to give them a chance to prove it. So I told them this is what I wanted, and this is what I got. That's the Led Zeppelin 3 box set. I got to move the right way to the camera. There you go. Lovely. Big-ass box. And I'm opening it. My wife's going, you know, that's a really nice kind of set. And for those who haven't seen it, I'm going to open it up a bit. It's got the big-ass book. See the book? This is going to be a podcast episode one time. The books. I will probably wait a little spell and then do one or three. So now I have Led Zeppelin Tree on Divinyl. Yes. And that it comes numbered print. My number is 23,368 of 30,000. And the bonus. So in the box set, you get two different LPs. You get the original cover, complete with spinny wheel, etc. And you get the converted cover. No spinny wheel, by the way. Just pops out. But it's two different LPs, unlike, say, the deluxe edition LP. And then kind of not rusted in here is the CDs. and the download code. I will show you my code because I've already used it and you can't. And that is for FLAC files, high def FLAC files. And I have VLC on my computer, and apparently I can just use that and do it, and I did, and it works great, and it sounds actually really good quality. I ran it through kind of a wireless Bluetooth speakers I have, and it sounds great. Very happy. And that's nice for, you know, because the kids, I'm in the kitchen. It's a little easier than opening iTunes and stuff. I'm cooking or something. Meanwhile, I picked up on my own the first, and you'll see the difference. The LP comes in a three-way thingy, and there's this, the second one is on the back, you know, and it's, so it's all three albums in one thingy, unlike the box set where it's two separate albums, two separate covers. So, I didn't want to lose that. So there's that. So anyway, and it's good to know that I got guys. So I got that, and I said to my wife, that's great. I says, you know, the good news is they're supposed to be bringing out Led Zeppelin 4 and Houses of the Holy in the fall, which means Christmas is covered for you. You don't have to worry. It's Led Zeppelin 4 box set. You like the Led Zeppelin 3 box set? Thought that was easy for your birthday? The 4 would be perfect for Christmas. And then the next day or 2 days later, they announce. A week later, they announce. Led Zeppelin 4 and Houses of the Holy, the whole kit and caboodle again. One CD, two CDs, one LP, two LPs, digital downloads, bonus material, etc., etc., etc. And I have the info out there. So I should. Now it's up on ramblonradio.com. All the information there be written as well. Look at that spelling mistake in my notes. As well, I would say, the links to it on Amazon. If you're going to buy it through Amazon, go click on the links. Buy them that way. Once you've clicked, well, you don't have to click on all the links. Click on once, then you're in as having purchased through Ramblin' Radio. It's not going to cost you anymore. If you go right now, Amazon.com. Search for Led Zeppelin 4 box set, buy the box set, or if you go to ramblonradio.com, click on the link for the box set and get the box set. It's going to cost you the exact same either way. The difference is a few of those dollars will wind up in my budget. In other words, you let me get it. Do it or don't. But I would rather you do that than, you know, say send money on the PayPal or something. I would much prefer that, I must say. All right, so other than there's the fourth album, I'm not going to tell you what's on the fourth album, but here's what's on the deluxe edition. Basically, it's the album it's the entire album again. Basic track with guitar overdubs, Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Alternate Mix, Battle of Evermore, Mandolin, Guitar Mix from Henley Grange, Stairway to Heaven, Sunset Sound Mix, Misty Mountain Hop, Alternate Mix, Four Sticks, Alternate Mix, Going to California, Mandolin, Guitar Mix, When the Levee Breaks, Alternate UK Mix. Now, what does all that mean? As far as I can gather, an alternate mix means with vocals, based on the last one, I think, right? An alternate mix would have vocals in it. It's just different. Now, I do know the Stairway to Heaven, what happened was they took the album to Sunset Sound in LA. Most people know the story, of course, so if you're watching this, you probably know. But they took the tapes, they were ready to go, they took it to master it in Sunset Sound in LA. They got to LA, they did it, they wrap the things back up, take them, lug them across the Atlantic back to London, put them on in London, and they sound awful. Everything's bad. There's something really horrifically wrong with the mix. Something went wrong with this. They don't know what. Something with the speakers and Sunset. Tried it in a couple of places, discovered it was the mixes, not, you know. So they had to remix it in the UK. The only one that worked at the Sunset Sound mix that came out good when it was When the Levee Breaks. That wound up on the album. But they did they remixed the whole album. So what you're getting is When the Levee Breaks, you're getting the remix that didn't get on the album. The Sunset mix was fine, the original mix, this is the second mix of When the Levee Breaks. Stairway to Heaven would be the original mix, Sunset Sound. That's what that is. Then there's alternate mix for Rock and Roll, alternate mix for Misty Mountain Hop and Four Sticks, and right. And then Black Dog, basic track with guitar overdubs. I'm guessing no vocals. A Battle of Evermore mandolin guitar mix from Hedley Grange. That's either either no vocals, just the mandolin guitar bits, or it's paired back, so it's the vocals and just, you know, maybe just Robert's vocal or something. And then, of course, Going to California mandolin guitar mix. Again, same, maybe less of the no overdubs, one guitar, one mandolin, first, you know, first take sort of thing. For Houses of the Holy, here's the deluxe edition. Song remains the same, guitar overdub reference mix, rain song mix minus piano, Over the Hills Far Away, guitar mix backing track, the crunch, rough mix, keys up. Dancing Days, rough mix with vocal. No Quarter, rough mix with John Paul Jones, keyboard overdubs, no vocal. The Ocean, working mix. So hard to tell what's got vocal and what doesn't in some of these, you know. Other than, say, Dancing Days has vocal, No Quarter has no vocal. But guitar mix, backing track on Over the Hills Far Away. Does that have vocals? Who knows? So we're going to have to wait to hear some of this. I would have loved to have heard the instrumental version of The Song Remains the Same. That was supposed to have... That does exist. We know because, right... he released it as a demo. I would like to have heard that. It's kind of original idea for Song Remains. But maybe it doesn't exist that. Maybe by the time they got into the studio playing with it, that idea just disappeared. You will notice no Jamaica, rough mix, loose mix, no nothing. I'll call that a blessing. That's a song you can get enough of. Personally. But otherwise, you'll notice it's the entire fourth album, from start to finish, twice. The deluxe edition is just remixes of every single song in the album. House of the Holy, the same thing, except No Jamaica. Everything else is just run through in order. So that's what we're getting. And that is October 27th, 28th here in the Americas, 27th in Europe. You can pre-order now. You can go to ramblonradio.com, click on the link and pre-order. And you will get something that looks like this, with the little hermit guy out front, or with naked children climbing up Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland. They're right near the Bushmills factory, by the way. You're very, very close there. If you get to... You ever get to the Bushmills factory, you have to go see... The Giant's Causeway, which is A, cool, B, where they filmed, where they photographed the cover. If you ever get to the Giant's Causeway, you have to go to the Bushmills factory, because you have to go to Bushmills factory. There's just some things. So the rumor is, by the way, Physical Graffiti will come next fall, next February. February, I think it's 24th or something, is the release date. It'll be the 40th anniversary. So that's the rumor that, and because that's already a double, I throw in at least one more disc, you're into a triple, maybe more. So the thinking is that that's a long shot, maybe. Although I have heard it'll come out in doubles the rest of the way, that it'll be Physical Graffiti and Presence into the Outdoor Encoder. I think the one thing I had heard that was Physical Graffiti is a standalone, and then Presence and Through the Outdoor Encoda. Because let's face it, Presence and Through the Outdoor Encoda aren't going to sell as much as the others. And they've had a hard time getting enough records. CDs are lots. There's lots. There's lots of them. And obviously digital downloads aren't an issue of too many or not enough. But records, they seem to be having a hard time printing enough. And up here in Canada, you can't get them. I got the Led Zeppelin 1. It's the first one I've seen of any of them, and it's the only one I've seen of any of them. So they're not out there very much. So it may be that they, you know, but the last three probably will be the leaster sellers, not the better sellers, right? This is a theory. This is the working theory. I could be wrong. All right. And then, so there's all that, and you go, Jesus, I have a podcast to do. And that much alone is going to take me 34 or 35 minutes to talk about. Sure hope nothing else comes up. And I must say it came up. Old Robert got talking again. And I have personally no real issues with what he said. I don't think there was anything horrifically... But anyway, there's Classic Rock magazine and Uncut magazine. Classic Rock has a 200th edition. Both are available both are, you know, UK magazines that show up here in North America well after the fact. But oh no, I have an update. I have an update. Let me see what we got here. So I'm looking for the cover. Cover. Give me the cover. Library. Anyway, so the Classic Rock 200. Not now for the update, please. Could not be completed. Anyway, they and upon the 200th edition, they basically are running a bunch of interviews. Looks like previous interviews, and looks like it'll be quite a big magazine. They've done a wonderful job on the app, by the way. So I've got it through through my iPad. And what they've done is, I'll show you on Facebook. You can go to the page you want. You scroll the pages left or right, like you do on any kind of thing like this. You get to the page you want, you scroll down for the story. So they've really done, so some interviews are longer than others. Some are one-page interviews. This one's with Jerry Cantrell here, a one-page interview, nothing there. Jimmy Page wasn't so lucky. He was a mini-page interview. But that's, I guess that's the point, right, is there's a, I gotta figure where I can find him, but there was a Jimmy. But it wasn't like some new interview. It was a rehash of an older interview, you know? Nothing wrong with that, by the way. It's a really well done magazine. It was a nice little interview, but I was seeing it on all the blogs and stuff. And people were, oh, she knew. And they were getting excited, right? Yeah. Oh, best of 2007, Led Zeppelin, Fly Again. But it was not a big deal. But it's a nice little thing, and you might want to pick it up as a music fan, not as a Led Zeppelin fan, but as a music fan, it's a good read. It was a good read. As well, not now on the content update. Not now. Like, really, I'm trying to read a magazine here. So, furthermore to this, so Robert Plant was in. What's the freaking update on everything? It's brutal. September edition of Uncut, which is Robert Plant. It's going. It's downloading and stuff. I have no idea what to say. I have to update it, apparently. So Robert says a lot of interesting things, and I was hoping to kind of open it up and be able to read some of the things to you, quote by quote. But that won't be happening, apparently. Because technology is a wonderful thing, as long as you don't need it right here, right now. But a couple of things. He takes a bit of a poke at Jimmy in terms of, and I think a defensive poke, in fairness. He kind of says, Jimmy needs to get over things and get on with it. And it's well reported today. Also, it says in the interview that he spoke with Jimmy about doing an acoustic thing since 2007. Presumably, in the last couple of years, he got a hold of Jimmy and said, let's do an acoustic thing. I presume just me and you. And Jimmy turned that down. Was that interesting? It's interesting that the interviews and whatnot have gone from asking about a Led Zeppelin reunion to asking about the reaction to the fact there's not going to be a Led Zeppelin reunion. People are no longer asking that question. Will you guys get back together? The answer is no. Everybody's figured it out. Even the dumbest journalists, and I'm not suggesting for a minute the guy in Uncut is a dumb journalist, seem to have figured out that the answer is no. They're now asking about the reaction to the no, about, you know, that sort of thing. But Robert talks a lot about his homeland, finding his homeland. He seems to be really in a place where he's gone home in his heart, as it were, you know. He's living on the Welsh border, and he talks a lot about just the stuff he does day in, day out, that sort of thing. I don't want to preview the issue. I bought it. There's the cover, by the way. Robert Plant on Uncut Magazine. You won't get it in the stores here in North America, but you can get it on your iPad or your iPhone, and presumably, if you have a Galaxy or something, presumably, Dig this, eh? This is a hypnotic guy. Tom Benny Nightbreakers. Freak out, guys. That's the cover for Tom Petty's new album, apparently. Which I, you know, I have nothing to say about. But, anyway. So here's, where's Robert? There's a good picture of Robert. See, looking good. Up at Summit Castle, Ludwig Castle or something like that. It's in Wales. Apparently they go, like, tour in the castle. And he, Robert's, like, in the gift shop buying books and stuff. Yeah, it's going to tell. It's a great, good, long interview. He introduces a few other guys. But you wonder, well, here it is. What about Paige? Do you need him anymore? Do you need his, I don't know. What about the New York Times quote? He's playing games and fed up. I feel for the guy. He knows he's got the headlines if he wants them. But I don't know what he's trying to do. So I feel slightly disappointed and baffled. The only game I play really is making great music with people who are really vibrant and positive. It's so easy. Everybody's cannon fodder if they're not careful. But who cares? Getting up and being able to breathe is a good thing. All right. But he talks about, too, I should point this out. For those of you who kind of, well, what's he up to? Why does he say this stuff? He has this story. What just happened? Like, it's... Oh, these people. These magazines. They're... This isn't how it's supposed to work, is it? He has this story about getting a ticket off the cops in Morocco just last week or something like that. And he kind of goes, but I wasn't doing anything. And they go, well, we think you might have been doing, you know, cop routine. And how much is it? And they end up cutting his fine because he plays with him a bit, you know? And he talks about, okay, it was great. It was those moments where you're just playing with people and they're just playing with you. And that's, you know, when Robert Plant does interviews, when he says stuff that seems like, you're going, what is he saying that for? Why is he talking about, he's playing with people. That's, he likes the kind of bullshit around with people. And that's what he's doing. I think a lot of people miss that about him. Anyway, I want to try and get to the end of the interview because... Jimmy's like a clockmaker, he observes. A couple of years ago, I said, if you've got anything acoustic, let me know. I'll give it a whirl. It was hands across the water, but he walked away, just walked away. But we couldn't do anything proper. And this is true. We couldn't do anything proper. The weight of expectations is too good. Really, wouldn't you be disappointed? With anything they did, would you say, but it's not. Stuart in, but it's not cashmere, but it's not. And even if it was that quality, people would... Yeah, it would be hard. That would be a hard expectation. So, understand that about Robert Plant, maybe, is what I'm saying. That's, you know, but it's an excellent interview in that he kind of really is relaxed, laid back. And he talks about where he's at in life. And you get a good idea on why he's not going back to it. Why he's not going back to Led Zeppelin. And the bottom line is, he's pretty comfortable and happy where he is. He likes the creative space he's in right now. You know, and that telling thing about, well, if you want to do something original that's acoustic, I'll talk to you, you know, to Jimmy. You know, Jimmy wants to rock out with his cock out, and that's cool. That's fine. That's what Jimmy does bestest of all. But not where Robert is. So anyway, it's a good interview. It's a very, very good interview. And I recommend that one as well. And that one because you're a Led Zeppelin fan, not because you're a music fan. Although it's got some other bits too and stuff. All right, I think that's me, babies, fellow babies. Although I put my notes away, so I never know for sure. Okay, what are we talking about? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes. Jimmy. Oh, there is something else, and I don't have the notes in front of me. New music coming from John Bonham. What? He's been... Wait, hold on. In the 2000s, there's been more new music by John Bonham and Jimmy Page. Is this what you're telling me, Brian? I know you, I hear you. The answer is yes, I'm kind of telling you that. Paul McCartney's re-releasing Back to the Egg, I think. I'm sorry, I don't have the notes in front of me on it. But Paul McCartney's doing going through the re-releasing of his albums too, and in the bonus material is a track he did with John Bonham. Now it is a track that made it on. I think it's actually Wings at the Speed of Sound. It's on, and I think it's and it's an album. It's a song that's on the album, but they did an alternate take with John Bonham on drums, and it is being released. Furthermore, the guys in Redditch are doing a fundraiser for the John Bonham statue. I haven't talked much about that because not a lot's been happening there. I like them and I've had some contact with them, but they are, I think, a bit disorganized. But they are tied in with John's family they're trying to raise the money for the statue in Redditch. We've talked about that before here. And they have a fundraiser concert with Deborah Bonham coming up. And Robert actually mentions, which is interesting, he mentions it in the book, or in the magazine article, that they're trying to put the statue up in Redditch for him. He's sort of wrong. They're trying to raise the money to put the statue up. They've got permission to raise the statue. They're trying to raise the money, which you would think Robert Plant could help with. Don't you think? Couldn't the guys in the band kind of go, yeah, now they know about it and they think it's a good thing, which he seemed to do, why not wander into your checkbook and say, okay, guys, how much is it? £30,000 you're trying to raise? Here's 30. Huh? Here's 32. Have some champagne at the grand opening. Don't tell me they couldn't. Sure they could. Does what he was his money what he wants. I have no objection to that, by the way. But I'm merely suggesting that you think they'd get in there and do that. But anyway, that should cover us, I think. Next week, I'm probably going to end up talking about the box that I got in relation to the new box that's coming up. We do have to talk about that stuff, the new releases, more thoroughly, and I'm going to hit on those in the next week. So that is it for episode 67. Check out, my outro, that's it for Ramblin' Radio, 67. Check RambleOnRadio.com for any notes in this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook, Google+, Ramble On Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. If you go to iTunes, don't forget to leave a review. It's very helpful with product placement. You can listen to us on Spreaker. Be sure to follow Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. Helps with product placement. And check it out, Ramble On Radio on YouTube. Like Ramble On Radio, follow Ramble On Radio on YouTube because you can. And share it, you know, by all means, put it on your own blogs, that sort of thing. Thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 67. Keep it cool and babies.
Switch off the internet.